Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I need Susie Jones, who's hanging out with us here in studio, to repeat her question from an hour ago when I so rudely said, I got a yes. We got to get to a yes. We'll talk about that later. What was the question again, Susie?
Shall I repeat it?
Susie knows I love her.
Shall I repeat it? It was in light of the...
You know
the,
that, right?
Yeah, I do know that, and I love you too, and you smell good. I'm just saying that for all the world to hear.
I mean, that's kind of
not
a given with me, right?
David Harrigan, it's not like you smell bad.
Never once complimented my scent before.
Because, is it mean to say you don't have a scent?
I'd much rather not have a scent than have a poor scent.
But Henry wears this luxurious cologne.
He does.
And I was just thinking about it when I was walking down the hallway. I was like, what is... cologne do for a woman?
What does it? You tell me. Oh, this is getting juicy now. Forget about the sports take. tell me, what does me smelling good, what does that do for you?
Well, let's just talk about, first of all, I'm going to say, like, cologne in general can be very tricky. Because if you have too much of maybe a cheaper perfume that doesn't smell so good, like Aqua Velva or something, you know, the old days, it's repulsive. You know, it's like, it chokes you, you know. But if you have just a gentle whiff of a scent that sort of, I like to say it kind of gets into your chest a little bit. You kind of feel woozy.
You feel woozy?
I mean, that smell.
When it smells good or when it smells
good,
bad?
Good, good. I mean, like kind of warm and fuzzy, you know. You know who smelled really good? Shut up. I'm just trying to tell you about
wow. I didn't know that turned you on like that, Susie.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm not named. I am embarrassed.
Come on.
I never get embarrassed.
I'm ready.
I am never embarrassed. Anyway, I want to tell you something. Kevin Costner was here several years ago to golf in a tournament, and we were doing So the World May Hear Gala, and he was a guest. And someone set up an interview for me to do with him, a one-on-one in person at a golf course. And I sat down next to him to do the interview. And man, oh man, he had something else going on. I couldn't dare ask him.
It was good?
It was luxurious. It was sensual. It was warm and fuzzy.
Okay.
And I was just like, I kept wanting to
Why would you be embarrassed? It's Kevin Costner.
I know, but I was like, should I have asked him, what are you wearing? Because it's smoking hot.
And why didn't you just say, did he smell good?
I don't know.
You could have asked him?
He was kind of standoffish a little bit. So,
oh, okay. He was that guy?
He was that guy. Yeah. Anyway, I think a nice cologne on a man can do wonders to encourage activity.
How much more attractive beyond what I am already does me smelling good? Does that take it to another level?
Yes. So you're attractive and you smell good. That's all it takes.
That's what I've been told.
I think what it does, too, you can leave the room.
And I'm still thinking
about it. She's still thinking about you because the scent is still there.
Well, I get that from Laura Oakes all the time.
Oh, yeah. Really?
She says, we can smell you down the hallway.
You're announcing your presence before we even walk in the room. People, ooh,
the king is here.
And we've talked about different smells. I think Shaletta and Geraldine Steele and I, and you've worn different fragrances. I think we can call them fragrances.
Oh, no, I got a rotation, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
you wear Ford, right, Tom Ford?
I used to wear Tom Ford.
And now you wear House of Creed? No.
I wear Creed, but I wear some other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's being very cloak and dagger about it. He won't tell us.
The new stuff is, I don't want to, it's pricey and I don't want to get it. I don't want to traumatize myself on the money I spent on cologne.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Creed is expensive enough.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it. I get Jo Malone. That's the perfume
I love Jo Malone
to wear.
Too. Yep.
And Jo Malone is very expensive, but it's also subtle.
What's your favorite Jo Malone?
Right now, I'm wearing grapefruit.
That's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I like orange.
It's unisex.
I like orange blossom.
See, there's certain things I can't wear. I can't wear vanilla. Vanilla just, can't do it.
Yeah.
And then any orange.
Oh, you don't like orange?
Nah, okay. Not for me. No.
Okay. I mean, I just.
You don't wear cologne at all, Dave?
No.
Okay.
Ever have? Do you go out to dinner somewhere nice and put a little behind your ears?
I'll like throw on the aftershave a little bit, okay. Which has some scent, but you know that doesn't last.
No,
I'm too cheap.
Hey, from the Rochester, Eric called to the 507. When my husband wore Old Spice, I wanted to rip his clothes off.
Oh, nice, nice. See,
I think I need this to stop for some Old Spice
about.
On the way home.
No, I'm saying that a nice cologne, if it fits the bill and it snaps your socks, whether it's after whatever it's. That one she just said, or whoever you're wearing, if it causes a person to sort of lean in and maybe want to take a closer smell and maybe a little kiss on the neck, next thing you know, you're off to the races.
I got to be honest. I take pride in smelling good. I'm dead serious.
I get
compliments on smelling good. Now, if I don't smell good.
You're paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it should be expected. Like, yeah.
We wonder what's wrong.
Right? You have a bad day?
Susie and Laura call me out. They'd be like, what's your problem?
Dude,
today?
Come on. Bring it.
If you're just hanging out at home for a day, do you still put it on?
No. But who just hangs out at home?
It happens.
Some people.
I go out every day as a single guy, whether it's grocery shopping, running errands, whatever, going to gym, whatever.
Even if you're just going to the grocery store, you say, I got a cologne up here?
Well, I'll put something on after I get out the shower. It not every single day. No, I don't wear it every single day or for every single thing. But, I mean, out of every 10 days, I'm wearing cologne 8 days out of the week.
I just think I enjoy it. I mean, if the spritz.
I know
we know
it,
you
I,
enjoy
I,
it.
I know there's seven
no,
days
no, 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 no. I'm saying I enjoy it putting a splash on myself because
okay.
It's pretty. It's nice. It gives me a good kind of.
Yeah,
I get a smile on my face.
Confidence
Woo!
Builder, yeah. Self-esteem, baby.
Maybe I need to do it, but you say I can't buy the cheap stuff, and that's the problem for me.
Well, maybe
how much
Henry,
do I need to spend here?
Well, depends. Should I tell what I spent for my Jo Malone?
Go ahead.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, what do you spend on Tom Ford?
I don't do Tom Ford anymore.
I mean, all right, then Creed. Okay, so let's say it's a bottle. It's not a huge one. It's the smaller one, like 6 ounces. For Joe Malone, it's $143.
I am so out.
But it's a guilty pleasure. It brings me joy. They always give me samples so I can try like pear or Dusty Rose or all, you know, she's got 100 different fragrances. You know who wore Joe Malone that turned me onto it? No pun intended. Pat Miles wore grapefruit Joe Malone, and I was always impressed by that. So,
well, he don't even want to hear me then. I'm going to leave it at that.
Is it over 143 for a 6 ounce? Okay, must be. But can I ask?
For my birthday, let me just put it like this. For my birthday, I splurged on myself, and I bought a bottle.
This is hard, Henry. Take
Don't
a breath.
Cry.
For $340.
$340 for perfume? For man perfume? Holy God. I'm out of breath. That just about choked.
Are you disgusted or impressed?
I don't know. It's a little of both.
I said I splurged on myself.
I know.
I'm not doing that all the time.
I know.
It's my birthday.
Come on, your birthday. How old are you now, Henry?
I'm 50.
50.
Yep.
And no girlfriend?
See, why you got to bring up my partner?
Uh-oh.
No girlfriend. No. See, now I'm traumatized. I'm still sorry.
All that money on cologne and nothing for it.
Nothing for it.
Oh, don't.
That's not what he said.
Don't.
We're
please.
Not going down that road. I think we should hit the button. We're getting into dangerous territory. And I haven't even asked you about the Timberwolves.
I believe, just to answer your question, because you asked it an hour ago, I do think that the Wolves can win this series. It's going to be a tough series. But I think that the Wolves squeak this out because they're a deeper team. I think that Anthony Edwards is going to step up. And so I got the Wolves winning this. It's going to be 6 or 7 games. It's going to go a while, but I think that they squeak this out.
Can I ask one quick follow-up?
Yep.
How many series are there in the NBA playoffs before you get to the final game?
Three?
So it's 3 different times you have to play best of 7.
Well, you know the play-in. We've got the play-in thing, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I don't.
So you have played people that are trying to get into the postseason.
Okay.
So those people have to get through that into the opening rounds. And so essentially, like if you're trying to get out of the Western Conference, because there's it'll be 1 through 8. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got that the first round of matchups, and then you've got the second round of matchups. And then at that specific point, you're looking at being in the finals.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. I always just thought there were a lot of games.
Oh, there is. I mean, Wolves have to win 3 series before they would get to the finals.
The finals are in June.
That's what I mean, right? Yeah. Right? Well, I'm putting my money on the Wolves. I think there's something else.
Can
I really do.
All
yeah.
Right. All right, good luck.
Why not?
Good luck.
All right, I'm going to get off the air now.
All right, Susie.
And quit bothering you and go home down the hallway and just...
All right, keep smelling good.
You too, Jack.
All right, thanks so much. That's Susie Jones joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. All right, coming up next, I want to get into a story that is so tragic. It's got to be... You talking about an interesting case? It's a sad one that I'm beyond intrigued as to how this entire murder case plays out in court. Wait till you hear this story. We get to that next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.